Please to call the Broward County Planning Council regular meeting and public hearing for March 26th to order. If everybody would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and again, we apologize for the slight delay in getting started, but we were waiting for the technology to catch up to us a little bit, so we're good to go. If we could please, Nancy Cavender's here, do the minutes and roll call, if she would call the roll, please.
Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo. Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Mr. Michael Friedel. Commissioner Bill Gantz.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good. Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Here.
Ms. Lynn Kaplan.
Here.
Vice Mayor Martin Kerr. Commissioner Michael S. Long.
Here.
Vice Mayor Rita Mack.
Here.
Commissioner Sherry L. McCartney.
Here.
Mr. Robert McColgan.
Here.
Mr. Bernard Parnas.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. Mr. Nicholas T. Stephens. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Anne Castro Chair.
Here. This morning, it's first a pleasure to announce that Commissioner Michael Long has been reappointed to the Planning Council after winning his local city election, so we of course welcome Commissioner Long back. Next, I'm going to have the honor of swearing in Mr. Robert McColgan, one of our newest members to join us as appointed by Commissioner Sharif. So, Mr. Colgan, you will come up here. Just to, again, logistically, we have another, I think, person to swear in next month, if I recall. So next month, we're going to do the group photo. Today, we weren't going to do the group photo, except for Mr. Hobby, I think, because I want the new kids to have the whole class in their photo. And because of Broward Days, we have many members who are not here today, which will get excused absences requested later, but probably about six of our members are out of town up in Tallahassee lobbying on our behalf. I'm using the L word, apologize, sorry, the bad word. But, so we're going to probably hold off to Mr. McColgan's group photo till the next meeting when we have everybody here, but I am going to swear him in this morning, so. Just repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution.
I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution.
And the government of the United States and the state of Florida.
And the government of the United States and the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Of the Constitution of the state.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of a member.
Perform the duties of a member.
Of the Broward County Planning Council.
Of the Broward County Planning Council.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Say a few words, okay? Thank you. I normally do this alone, but under the circumstances, would the executive officers come down with me? Mr. McColgan is just going to say a few words while we go down and prepare for the next presentation.
Okay, the few words I have to say. All my life, I've been in city, county, federal, Indian tribes work, and this is the milestone of my entire life. Thank you.
Not sure what that says about his business.
Good morning again. Anne Castro, Chair of the Planning Council. This is something I normally usually come down by myself, which is unfortunately send off one of our members who's no longer to be serving, but in this gentleman's case, he's been here longer than I have. And I think seniority or years of service certainly count for something. And so based on that, I sort of made an executive decision, I guess, to actually get a plaque instead of a certificate. Because I felt after this many years, the least he did warranted was a plaque. I think it's been over 14 years, as I recall, 12 years. And I'm sorry to see him go. Like I said, he was here when I got here from the beginning. He's been a gentleman, he's been an educator, he's been somebody who shares, he's obviously somebody who cares very deeply about the county. So at the same time, I'm happy for him and whatever other endeavors he's going to go on in life, I'm going to wish him well. But this is an appreciation to Dan Hobby with gratitude and recognition for your exceptional service and commitment to the Broward County Planning Council, 2003 to 2015. You want to go up there and we'll get...
Oh, that's Matt. You lead the way, your chair.
Okay, let's go.
Barbara?
Yes.
Do you want to go handy? Barbara, thank you. Would you like to hold that? Come on, everyone.
You are?
Yeah, all of you. Come on. Don't hold that, the whole team. You've been here long enough. It feels like you're all on board part, so come on in. A long time. Scooch in, everyone, come on. Maybe not with the child, but... Okay, scrunch. Ready? Sideways, scrunch.
Right shoulders on this hand, left shoulders on this hand.
And your tall stand in the back.
Okay, everybody look over here and take a couple. First one. Okay, that looks good. Two more. Nice smile. Next one. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd just like to say a few words. First of all, I'd like to thank Kristen Jacobs, who appointed me back in 2003, and then promptly, I guess, forgot that I was here. So she let me stay on throughout her tenure on the county commission. I was sad to see her go from the county commission, but I'm still one of her constituents since I live in her district now as a state representative. I'd also like to thank the staff, Barbara, and before her, Henry, and before him, Susan, who, when each of the previous two people left, I thought, how in the world are we going to find anybody that can do as well as they did? And apparently that's not a problem, since Barbara's picked it up without any glitches or seamlessly. And of course, Andy, who has been a smiling face here and wise counsel for the whole time I've been here. And the staff, who I said, as you'll, the new people here will find, that they don't often give you a whole lot to do because they have been so diligent in making sure that everything is done right, that by the time it gets to us, except for philosophic questions, you rarely find a technical problem that needs to be solved. I would like to say one, and of course, the people that I've worked with on the Planning Council, which to me is an amazing organization in the diversity of people over the years, and just looking at the council today, from all walks of life, from all parts of the county, different philosophies on how government should work, but all with a strong commitment to making Broward County a better place. And I think that this is a testament to the fact that democracy does work, and this is a good example, and that government can do good things, that the cynics who think that government is the problem I think, are 100% wrong. The government has a duty to help those that that can't help themselves, and to look in the long run beyond the, you know, next month's balance sheet to see where we're going and how we're going to get there. And this has been a critical part of it, and I've been very honored to be a part of that. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And as I said, Mr. Hobby will be missed. He was always a voice of reason, very strong opinions, but always reasonable ones, and well thought out, and certainly well expressed, like you just heard. So we're going to miss you very much. We're moving on to the consent agenda, and I'm just going to ask for whoever makes motions to excuse anybody who's absent today. I think pretty much most of them have called in or indicated they wouldn't be here because of Broward days or whatever.
Move the consent agenda, understanding and the request for excused absences by all those who communicated with the executive director.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Sturmer. Commissioner Mack seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Now we're going on to the council report.
No report.
Executive director's report.
Good morning. I just wanted to mention a couple of things about Broward Next. I just want to let you all know, I know last month we gave a rather thorough overview. I just want to keep you updated that we're continuing to go to visit municipalities and an interested parties group, and that's going to continue through the months of April, May, and June. We have a bunch coming up on the schedule: City of Fort Lauderdale, North Lauderdale, Tamarack, Davie, as well as some other interested party groups. And then also the middle of April, I'll begin polling the ad hoc committee members for your next meeting, just about, you know, kind of your clearinghouse efforts and what's going on. We're getting into really drafting the details and coming up with some real text that you'll be able to talk about. So that was just what's going on. I just wanted to give you an update on that. And other than that, I don't have a report.
Okay. I want to commend Ms. Blake Boy. She came to Dania Beach to do a presentation to our city commission. I believe it was Commissioner Jones' request. So I attended because I'm a resident of the city to support the staff in their presentation. She did an excellent job. It was a great presentation. The commission, I think, really appreciated it. I don't think a lot of them knew what was going on or how it works. I think they have a clear understanding now and how they can participate. I also think the city staff has more an idea of the inertia or the in-depth project this is and what it will mean to the future. So hopefully there'll be more participation through that process when you're educating people. There was only one comment, as Ms. Blake Boy and I were chuckling over a little later, and that was, why did we use a seaport picture instead of an airport picture in the slides? And funnily enough, none of us said to take that out because we're going to Dania Beach, but I mean, that was just one of the slides of the many that she had to cut the presentation down to, and somebody thought maybe we did something intentionally because we didn't want to rile the bear or something, but honestly, that's not what happened. That's not what we did. It just happened that way. So next time we'll put the airport slide back in the deck so everybody could feel more comfortable or whatever, but there was no intentional slight of the Broward County Aviation Department or the airport by not showing the airport slide. So I just want to be on the record for that. Any other comments or questions for the staff? Any correspondence? Good.
No correspondence.
Okay, we're on to the public hearing agenda. Any quasi-judicial that you have to read any statements for, Mr. Morotis?
The applicants have waived the quasi-judicial hearings.
So, unless a commissioner, a board member wishes to pull one, you can adopt staff recommendation on PH1 through PH3.
Okay.
Move PH1 through PH6.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to move PH1 through PH6, and the second came over from, I'm sorry, it was this gentleman, which you, okay, that's fine. I wasn't sure if you was the new member, so I knew it came from my right side. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we move on to PH7.
Item PH7, there's one member of the public sign in to speak, and then two speakers for questions only. If you'd like, I can give you a quick overview of the item. We'll put the land use map up on the monitor. The proposed amendment is approximately 9.4 acres. It's located in unincorporated Broward County, and it's surrounded by the city of Cooper City. It's on the north side of Sheridan Street, just east of Pine Island Road. This, you'll see when the map comes up, the proposed change is from a state one residential to a regular 3.3 residential, which is consistent with the surrounding uses in the Cooper City area, which is known as the Montara development. That amendment came through in 2004, so about 11 years ago, and that proposed change was from a state one to a regular 3.663 residential. Planning Council staff analysis finds no adverse impacts to public facilities or the environment. I would note that the site is entirely wetlands, but it has not been yet determined what the benefit index of those wetlands are, and they will go through the permitting process and licensing process that they're required to do so. There's no adverse impacts projected for school facilities and nor to the regional transportation network. Planning Council staff recommends approval. And I would also note that this item was transmitted to you by the Broward County Commission, as it is an unincorporated Broward County as of right now, and it will be annexed into Cooper City, projected for September 15th of this year. The speaker on the item is Marie-Pierre Boutin.
Just as a reminder, speakers have about 3 minutes, so I'm not using the clock this morning because we don't have a lot of speakers, but if you would try to contain it to about 3 minute window.
Good morning, my name is Marie Boutin. I serve on the board at Montara. My house happens to be right behind that property, beautiful preserve. A few residents have concerns about the wetland, the animals, the wildlife that's there. Obviously, I know that it's South Florida. We all know that. I know, you know, we would all want to put a stop to it, but, you know, I'm suggesting that we work with the developer. My property backs up to that little small lake there. One of the reasons why we bought that property, because, you know, we have a really nice view. I would propose that we have a buffer line. I know it's unreasonable to ask for 100 feet since the property is very small, very linear. You know, something, or maybe before construction, that they plant so we don't see all that, you know, the tearing down of this beautiful preserve, because right now it is a forest there in that portion, the linear portion. I would also suggest, if they are going to put homes there, that they limit to the east side of the properties to be one-story homes instead of, you know, two stories. We're lucky the developer wants to work with us. I don't know right now, you know, if that will be followed through. If they say yes, yes, yes to get the zoning passed, obviously we want, you know, only 9 homes there, but they're looking for 30 homes. So we were concerned about the impact on the school board because in my street right now, for example, there's close to 20, 25 kids on just one street. So, you know, Cooper City has good schools. I know that they said that that wasn't a concern. Also, if they can limit it to a one-story house on the east side, we would be very happy. A buffer of, you know, 50 feet. We're looking more of a high, you know, vegetation, so we don't see on the other side. That's my concern, and also a lot of the residents in La Costa, which is the subdivision in Montara. And thank you very much for your concern.
Thank you for
listening to me and my concerns.
Thank you so much. Bring it back. Oh, you have more?
Hope Calhoun on behalf of the, she's the applicant.
Okay.
Good morning, Hope Calhoun here on behalf of the applicant. I'm really prepared just to answer any questions. We have met with the Montara Homeowners Association. Ms. Boutin and I have become very good friends. friends, I hope is a good word to use, acquaintances. We have met with the Montara residents at least once. As I have explained, we are very, very, very early in the development process. The issues that they've raised really are site plan issues, and we've explained that. Of course, we will continue to work with them. I have assured them of that. They all have my number. They have have my email address, and they're not shy to reach out to me. Obviously, we have a desired goal for development, but site planning obviously determines that. We will have a buffer. It's required by the city's code, I believe. So again, we understand their concerns. They would like to continue to see green to their west, and we'll do our best to preserve what we can. And obviously, we want to develop what's consistent with where they live, which is Montera. So again, besides that, I'm happy to answer any questions of the members.
Mr. DeJesus?
Ms. Calhoun, I'm not sure if you know, but the resident who just spoke, are the homes in that development, haven't been in Montera in a while, but are they single-story or?
They're a mix. They're a mix, yes.
So that street that is immediately east of your client's parcel, there's both one- and two-story homes on that street?
I believe. I haven't been in there. She could probably speak to that better, but I believe that there is a mix there. We'll obviously do our best to have a mix also on our parcel.
City of Cooper City, I assume, is reviewing the site plan since you're annexing into them?
They will. We haven't submitted yet because, again, we're still going through this process. We're anticipated to be annexed on September 15th into the city. So once that's done, obviously, we'll continue to work through the process. But we are working on our site plan and everything else.
And are you familiar with the notification procedures for Cooper City and what the foot distance is to notice people at public hearings?
Off the top of my head, I'm not, but I know that there is a requirement. And as I said, they have been so far at every meeting we've had, public meetings, so they are well aware.
Okay.
I worked on Montera.
No, that's fine. I want to make sure that if the distance isn't quite there, that you make sure they're noticed. Thank you very much.
Yes, and they're again very diligent.
Yes, the young lady approached me before the meeting. I was explaining to her what she's talking about is site plan issues, not land use, which is a little bit of different. I mean, we are adding density, which is something we are doing at this point if we vote to do it. But the site plan is what she's really angling in on, and we just want to make sure you're going to work with the community.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me how big the buffer zone will be?
I can't tell you that right now as I stand before you. Again, we are literally, we're just getting through annexation, the land use plan process. We don't even have a site plan prepared yet. I can tell you there will be a lake maintenance easement because there's a lake, as you saw, adjacent to our property. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you what the city's required buffer is, but there will be a buffer. They requested from us a 100-foot buffer. I don't think it'll be that substantial, but we will provide a buffer of some kind.
Commissioner Long and then Ms. Graham.
Just a quick question. Your site plan will be submitted through the city, correct?
That is correct.
After the annexation?
That is correct.
Okay.
It'll be processed and approved after.
Okay. Ms. Graham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question, I guess, for the resident that spoke, please. You live on Northwest 84th Way.
You have to come back up to the microphone.
And you're on the west side of the street? The body of water, retention, detention, lake, whatever is on the west side of your development that runs down to Sheridan Street.
Yes.
Do you know if a portion of that or just the banks of that behind your house, is that owned by your HOA?
Yes.
Do you know if there's any extension into the water so that if you wanted to plant something, I need to know this only because maybe not going to get the buffer you want, but are you allowed to plant something on the west side of your yard so
right
that you
now,
screen it?
I believe we own all the way to the lake, but the management company, our CDD property maintains 10 feet. We're not allowed to do anything because this lake is also irrigation for our properties.
Okay.
For spring.
So you're not permitted to plant anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the only buffer you're going to have is if they elect to comply with the minimum or greater that's going to be on your side.
I don't think that they will put plants on our side of the, on the west side of the lake.
Right.
Because they need to maintain that and they cut the grass and all that. They need access to all around the lake. So
yeah. That's been going on for a couple of years now. I keep seeing that all over the county.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you lived there, please?
3 years since the
okay.
property, since we moved in. Montero was brand new. La Costa, that was brand new. So we moved in 3 years
ago. And you're going to go to your commission meetings and?
Of course.
Okay, great.
I hope that they will work with us because they said they had no saying in any buffer zone. We're looking into something height-wise. So we're not looking for 50 feet of green grass. We don't care what they do on, not that we don't care, we don't want to see it construction-wise and any of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Move PH 7.
Have a motion, a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Yes.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo. Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Yes.
Mr. Michael Friedel. Commissioner Bill Gantz.
Yes.
Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Yes.
School Board Member Patricia Good. Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Yes.
Ms. Lynn Kaplan.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Martin Kier. Commissioner Michael S. Long.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Rita Mack.
Yes.
Commissioner Sherry McCartney.
Yes.
Mr. Robert McColgan.
Yes.
Bernard Pernes.
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. Mr. Nicholas T. Stephens. Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
Yes.
Ms. Ann Pastor, Chair.
Yes. Motion carries. That concludes the agenda. Is there anything else from any other members? Next meeting is April 23rd. Hope to see you all there, and hope the rest of the members are back from Tallahassee in one piece. Thank you all very much.